I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Cox. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline from KOA in Colorado, he is Brandon Kristol. What's going on, Brandon?
What's going on? I was just telling your producer that, you know, a bit of a late night, and you know I do morning updates, so early mornings, but it is a little easier to stomach the lack of sleep after the team that you cover wins a game, and I may have another parade to cover here pretty shortly if things continue to trend in this direction.
I'm glad you said that. You opened up this way. How amazing is it right now, this ride that the Denver Nuggets have taken the city of Denver on?
It's really, really fun. And what's funny, so yesterday the Broncos talked for their one time of the week during this OTA period, and Sean Payton was asked about the Nuggets and said he was going to the game, and he was down there on the baseline, a couple seats away from Peyton Manning. And he was saying, you know, I was thinking about it, like for Stan and Josh Kroenke, they get a Super Bowl with the Rams. Then a year later, they win with the Avalanche. Now they could win with the Nuggets. He's like, it's a good time to be a Kroenke. And in my head, I'm like, it's always a good time to be a Kroenke. You've got $25 billion between Stan and his wife, who's a Walmart heir. But in general, the city was fired up last year with the Avs, although they've seen it. It had been a while. 2001 was the last time they had won it. They've never seen it with the Nuggets. And as much as this is a Broncos town, the Nuggets are clearly the second favorite team. There just aren't as many hockey fans in the world, and even in Denver. I understand in other cities there might be more hockey fans, Minnesota and in Buffalo and places like that. But basketball is a sport that we all played, and it's more accessible, and we know how to fix a team, right, by trading one guy or this or that. And the Nuggets have been a good franchise. They've made the playoffs plenty. They lose to the Lakers in the playoffs a lot, three times in the Western Conference Finals. So to finally get over that hump and to beat the Lakers doing it, and then to get to their first finals and play the way they did, knowing that they can still play better too, as much as the Heat will play better. The city's been buzzing, especially because they've had 9 days of a build-up to lead to last night's game 1, and because Miami took care of business, they got to host game 1. Otherwise, they would have been on the road in Boston.
What about Jokic? Is he not going to be one of these guys that should win the MVP every year, but they won't give it to him because he wins every year?
I guess we're going to have to see, right? Because we look back with a bit of revisionist history now with Michael Jordan, and you know Charles Barkley's in the building, and Karl Malone obviously won an MVP during MJ's run as well. And you're like, yeah, you could have just given it, but there was voter fatigue. Now, because the votes are made public and because of the discourse on radio and TV and the internet and podcasts, it's a lot, it's certainly a lot more talked about than it was before. And so I don't know if that helps or hurts. I guess we'll find out over time. But when you look at how he plays and the efficiency and the numbers, and it's so crazy because it seems like every time he does something like that hasn't been done since Wilt Chamberlain. That hasn't been done since Magic Johnson. You know, he's only behind Magic and LeBron for playoff triple doubles. He's got 9 and counting in this playoffs. That puts him ahead of Wilt Chamberlain for a single playoff run. I understand they play more games now. But it seems like he's just crushing the record book without even really trying, because through three quarters last night, he only took 5 shots and was still dominating the game.
Hey, Brandon, as far as the adjustments that you expect from the Heat, so they decided to double Jokic. That obviously didn't pay off. Do you see them going singled up with Bam or getting bigger? Because it looked like Aaron Gordon was having a field day in the first half, but mainly that first quarter. What are your thoughts on what we see from the Heat in game 2?
Well, we know Eric Spoelstra is a hell of a coach, and he really is, right? You look at just the success he's had, and especially once LeBron moved on, that he still is competitive and getting this team that's mostly just Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and other moving parts, right, in recent years, to conference finals and to the finals in the bubble and all of that. And so the biggest problem is, though, like, he's not going to play Udonis Haslem, right? Udonis Haslem physically, I realize, you know, he played against Wilt Chamberlain, so he didn't have that much gas left in the tank. But, you know, and he played the Highsmith kid a little more because he's just built differently. And I think that that maybe helped negate a little bit of the stuff with AG. But that's one thing, you know, kind of going back to Joker, is whatever the mismatch is, he's going to exploit. So the second Gabe Vincent gets switched off onto Aaron Gordon, Joker doesn't let that fly by and swing it to the corner. He is getting the ball down to Aaron Gordon. Jamal Murray, who had 10 assists, is making sure that Aaron Gordon is feasting on the mismatch. And so it's not that Spo won't try to change things up. It's, I just don't know if they have the personnel that can deal with all of the weapons the Nuggets have. And, you know, they seem to have the answers to every test, right? In game one with the Lakers, where they were rolling, the Lakers put Rui Hachimura on Joker, and Rui's obviously a bigger player, and that allowed Anthony Davis to kind of play free safety. Well, the Nuggets still won that game, and then that coverage didn't really work the rest of the series anyway. So it's funny because, you know, we say that the Heat will make adjustments, and I think the adjustment on the offensive end, and Jimmy Butler talked about this, they'll attack the basket more. I mean, two free throws, that's another record. That's the lowest amount of free throws taken in a playoff game ever in the history of the playoffs. And it wasn't that, you know, I heard Tim Legler on SiriusXM driving home, and he said he charts the game, obviously. He's like, I didn't think the refs were unfair with the whistle. They just weren't, they weren't attacking. And so I think they're going to have to be more aggressive. And, you know, and Jimmy mentioned, he's like, I didn't think they were bad shots. You don't think they're bad shots sometimes when you're settling for jumpers, but you also have to force the action. So that'll maybe slow the game down a little bit, because we also had the game 2 hours and 4 minutes. And I asked the NBA, I was like, is that the fastest finals game ever? So they reached out to Elias, and then I tweeted it out, and they put it in their game notes. It's the second fastest or shortest game since 1976. Game one of Celtics-Suns was the only game that's shorter than last night. It felt like they had a pitch clock, like all the baseball games we've been covering this year that were used to being 3 hours. You're like, wait, 2 hours, 10 minutes? Okay, I'm gonna go do this now that I have extra time. So it'll be interesting to see, but I just don't know if the Heat have enough in their, you know, defensive arsenal to come at the Nuggets to be able to win four games. You know, they need to worry about winning one, and I'm not saying that they won't, but the Nuggets are complete right now, and they're healthy.
There he is, Brandon Christo, KOA in Colorado. Brandon, thanks a lot, my friend.
Maybe we'll
get you back on after you clinch.
Yeah, I'll talk to you from the parade route.
All right, man. Have a good one. Thanks a lot. That's Brandon Christoff from KOA in Colorado. Hey, digging more into this SEC visiting D.C.
It's making you angry, isn't it?
The 75th player on NIL list, he's ranked 75th. He makes $610,000. So the problem is, how can I bribe you to come to my school with a car when you can buy your own car? You know what I mean? How can I do that?
Yeah.
And it's weird to me because a lot of these kids are in the SEC. But I guess they want all of them. Jeez.
Exactly.
You know what bothers me about this so much is that, like, Nick Saban can win with less. Like, he's such a good coach that he can win with less, but no. And I get it. Everybody wants more. You want more talent. You want, like,
he wants more wins.
Yeah, all of that. I understand it, but it's just like, this is the guy that they have going to bat for him. When, to me, like, I don't think there's, I don't want to say it now, that there's not a better coach when you give him time to prep for a game, but I think he's.
I don't think there is.
I mean,
I'll go with that.
He's in the top three if you want to throw a couple other ones out.
I don't think there's a better one out there. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you got a shovel for us?
Yeah, Los Angeles Dodgers. It just did something to really piss me off.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Los Angeles Dodgers. Look, we know what it is. It's, you know, Gay Pride Month. And there's going to be Gay Pride Night in June in Los Angeles at the stadium. However, a lot of players have pushed back against who's been invited, especially Catholic players. The Washington Nationals had a pitcher condemned the invitation. The Dodgers' own Blake Trenian blasted them. Quote was, I'm disappointed to see the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence being honored as heroes at Dodger Stadium, he said in his statement posted to Twitter. Many of the performances are blasphemous, and their work only displays hate and mockery of Catholics and the Christian faith. It's true. This group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, is adult men who dress as perverted nuns. They openly sexualize Jesus Christ, degrade Mary, disparage other key components of the Roman Catholic faith to encourage, quote, sexual liberation. In one infamous stunt, they tricked an archbishop to give them the Eucharist, the most important sacrament in the Catholic faith, so they could defile it. I think it's disgraceful, too, for a couple of reasons. Like, isn't Gay Pride Month supposed to be about, like, equality and, you know, pride in the fact you don't have to be closeted anymore in this country? You can be openly gay and you should not be discriminated against and all the strides you've made since Stonewall, et cetera, et cetera. Is it really about coming out dressed as nuns in drag and defiling Jesus Christ? And I'm not particularly religious. I was raised Catholic, but this just pisses me off so much that you would have a bunch of... And again, this is like, did nobody raise their hand in this meeting and say, I don't know about this. Well, hang on a second.
So as I just went to their website. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a leading-edge order of queer and trans nuns. We believe all people have a right to express their unique joy and beauty. I think there's that fine line of promoting certain things and then dogging or downing another group, if you will. And again, I don't know enough about this group to sit here and trash
putting me down, them. Putting me down to lift yourself up.
Yeah,
I know enough about it to know they wouldn't do this to Muslims.
Yeah.
Or Jews. You wouldn't have some kind of mockery of the Holocaust. You wouldn't have some kind of mockery of Muhammad. Why is it okay to do this? And keep in mind, a third of baseball is Latino. They're almost all Catholics. Like, why would you do this?
Yeah, I'm all for, like, having the Pride Month, having the Pride Night and all that. Like,
that's fine. That's different.
But, you know, you're right in that I'm probably the least religious person at this station. I don't know. Maybe that's an argument. But it's still not right. You don't mock people because of their beliefs and what they have.
You don't.
It's the same way, like, when it gets reciprocated back. You don't want anything that you're doing mocked.
I just think it's really, again, I question their judgment. Like, who's running this organization? Like, how is this okay with you? Whatever.
Who's your shovel to, Jeremy?
A British man named Matt. He's 36. He's dating a woman named Zoe, 31. And for the life of me, if you're in this lifestyle, fine. I just don't get it. Here's the headline. My girlfriend sleeps with his many other men as she wants, but it's not cheating. It was my idea. I don't get that. Somebody else posted on my page saying it's not for me, so maybe a shovel is the wrong word to use for this, but I just don't get it. I don't understand that, you know, I don't know. I just could never do that. And I, like, there's somebody had posted on my page once I retweeted the story saying that maybe he feels more like a man because he's the last one. He's the, you know, he gets to make, I don't know. Anyway, it just seems nonsensical to me. I don't know how you guys feel about relationships and to each their own, but if you can live in a relationship like this and it works for you, hats off. It just would not work for me.
My shovel goes to Alabama football coach Nick Saban. He and a group of SEC coaches and administrators are set to visit lawmakers in D.C. Now, he's not alone, but he's the one that's doing most of the talking. He says, if it's going to be the same for everyone, I think it's better than what we have now. Because what we have now is we have some states and some schools and some states that are investing a lot more money in terms of managing their roster than others. You remember years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, Jeremy, where you could go on YouTube, you can see the Disney World that was inside of Alabama's locker room with the fountain of Gatorade, and each player had their own TV at his locker, and they had ports to plug in. His locker room was better than everybody else's locker room at the time. And he wanted you to know it, and they wanted you to know it, so they put it on YouTube. That they wanted kids, young men in the country to be oohing and aahing over his locker room. Was it the same as everybody else? Did he use that as leverage to lure a kid who may have been on the fence? Do I want to go to Alabama? Do I want to go to LSU? Is his salary the same as everybody else? Or is he making more than most? It's always when it comes to the players, you want it to be uniform. Now he's saying unionize. Let's unionize your salary. Now you want it to be like the NFL structure. Wait a minute. Before, you didn't want it to be like the NFL because it's college football. Now you want it to be like the NFL so you can regulate what they're making. Which one do you want, Saban? Which one of these guys? And the reason is because the SEC had a monopoly on this. And I wasn't hating on them. I would laugh about it. You know, you guys would ask me why the SEC wins so much because they pay more than everybody else. I would say it. We all knew it. But as Ed would say, it ain't fun when a rabbit has the gun.
It's not, isn't it? Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
No fun at all. And now the rabbit's got the gun. And the SEC is finding themselves in a position where they now have to keep up with the Joneses. Because some of these schools and other conferences can print money too. And now guess what? Who's joining the SEC? Texas?
Yeah.
Who's got more money than Texas?
Best endowed.
Huh?
One of the best endowed schools in the nation.
Who's got more money than Texas, man?
I think Harvard. That's about it.
So you've got Texas, A&M, and Texas in your conference. Yep. Shh, you hear that?
Hold on.
Nick does. Nick hears that.
I thought the most endowed university in the nation was
HBCU?
Jackson State.
Grambling? Yeah, I got it.
All right. Well, I guess that one wrote itself. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
It's not that witty if Rob and I come up with it first.
I had to set it up. Somebody had to say it. The least endowed, there's BYU.
There's the elephant. Can't ignore it, right? Oh, man. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. You don't want to miss it. Joe will find you if you do. Make it a short weekend for you. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Cohn.
Yeah, we'll get into go over yesterday what we saw in the NBA game. I got a WNBA game for you again. We gave out a winner last time, so stay tuned for this one. And lots of weather today affecting baseball. I'll tell you where you should look when we come back right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by FanDuel. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. From the money line to the point spreads to player props, make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL.
105.7 The Fan.
Kick out over to Robinson. He gets triple teamed. Throws out of it. Three-pointer Struce. That one's no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Christian Brown, and there's the horn. And the Denver Nuggets have a 21-point lead through three quarters of play, and Ball Arena to its feet!
Braun. How do you pronounce that?
Braun.
They pronounce it Brown.
U-A-N or A-U-N?
A-U-N.
Braun. No, yeah. Whatever.
Pronounce Brown, right?
Is it Ava Brown or Ava Braun?
Braun.
I always say Brown.
Do you?
Really?
Well, yeah.
No, it's Ava Braun.
Everybody pronounces Christian Braun as Brown, which I've always thought it was Braun, too. So, but anyway, just something I heard there that I want to bring up. That's Nuggets Radio Network, as the Nuggets just manhandled the Heat. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that as this series goes on. And I just don't think it was the getting used to or getting acclimated to the air that did affect them. I just thought the Nuggets got so many easy looks and wide open looks. I was actually kind of surprised at the end of the, or towards the end of the first quarter. No, it was towards the end of the first half. Jeff Van Gundy said, I think the Heat are in really good position because they just got to knock down some of those threes that they've missed. And I'm going, the hell are you watching? Like, the Nuggets are getting layups and dunks. They want Bam Adebayo to shoot. That's part of their strategy. They want him to put up 30 shots if he wants to. Mm-hmm. Bam's a phenomenal player, but I don't know that you want him shooting 15-foot jump shots and 12-foot jump shots all throughout the game.
Jokic said it. He said exactly. They saw what they did to the Knicks. They took the first game from them. They took the first game from the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
They said, we don't want to have that happen here.
That was Mike Malone's speech before the game. He was reiterating it.
Okay.
But yeah, he was like, look. They went in, they took game one in this series, they took game one in that. Like, every game one, they went in and stole. They're not afraid of you guys.
Yeah.
You need to play your style, and if you continue to do that, I think it's going to be a long, long series. Now, going back to yesterday, got the Nuggets game right. I was really mad at the Phillies-Mets game. I love the over in that spot.
I was pretty happy.
The more I looked at, yeah, they came back and won. Like, a couple of times having the bases loaded. Scherzer's such a weird guy because he looked terrible in the first inning. And then it looked like the bottom of the Phillies order started chasing, and he just got in the rhythm. And he was like, he was still giving up base hits. Guys were getting on base. He was mowing them down. Taiwan Walker looked good early, which I was surprised at. So some late runs, some opportunities, but
the Phillies.
Yeah, didn't get it done. Yeah. And the Phillies got to figure some stuff out, man. Like, now that Bryce Harper's back, they should be hitting better. They get the Nats today in a great hitting environment, so it should be a big wake-up call for them. Let's go to the WNBA before I get into baseball. Because yesterday was, I missed some baseball games early. I hit on some. I had the Padres. That was a fun one as they got going. Fernando Tatis is just ridiculous, man. And I want to tell everybody about a bad beat. So yesterday I had a really good daily fantasy lineup. I was winning a couple of grand, Ed.
Yeah.
And the Arizona Diamondbacks game was the late game.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the bottom of the lineup coming up, and the only guy that could knock me out of the money I was going to win had Corbin Carroll. So as I looked at the ninth inning, the only way Corbin Carroll gets a chance to come up is if two guys get on. Walk. He walks the nine-hole hitter, by the way. Thank you very much, Rockies. Ketel Marte hits a double, so it's second and third. They could have easily walked Corbin Carroll, not had to deal with him with two outs, and then he gets a base hit. So I lost all that money. So screw you, Corbin Carroll, who's probably going to win the NL Rookie of the Year. Now, as far as the WNBA goes tonight, I don't want people to think that I'm one of these cats that's just going to keep just throwing it. Like, when I see something I like it, I'm gonna say it, even though it's the WNBA, and people are going to look at you as a degenerate as you bet it. I am not just betting against the Chicago Sky every chance I get, but I'm going to tell you to take the New York Liberty -10.5 against the Sky. They are going to blow them out. And for people that don't know, the Liberty have the second best odds, and it's slight. The Las Vegas Aces just won the championship. So they're like +110, and the Liberty are +130 to win the WNBA championship. Okay. Really good team. They are going to beat the brakes off of Chicago. They're going to blow them out in their own venue. It's 10.5. Take the Liberty. Trust me. WNBA.
I'm on it.
Yeah, thanks. Hit the first one, guys. All right, here's what the weather states today. Reds over. Cardinals over. Likes the Phillies Nats over. Likes the Red Sox under going up against Tampa Bay. We'll talk about that one in a second. Twins under, which I'm not on. Twins under is the best weather under today. The best weather over would be the Nats over. I'm talking about best hitting conditions, best pitching conditions. Also have a lean to the Cubs under, the Dodgers under, the Giants under. That's the game the Orioles are in. The total for that 7.5. The Giants are 160 favorites over the Orioles.
Really?
Yeah, it's a heavy price tag. I like the under, and I like the Giants in that game. So I'll just be honest. Like I don't like that spot for the O's going in. Dean Kramer's going to see a heavy, heavy left-handed lineup today. Mm-hmm. And that left-handed lineup has power with guys like Jock Peterson, Michael Yastrzemski, who we've seen here in Baltimore before.
He's a bad bitch.
Yeah, Jock, you got to love him. He's a bad bitch. He knows it. So here's where I would look at some things today, guys. I think the Royals are in a great spot against the Rockies. I think Seattle's in a great spot against Texas. The money would tell you to go under there in that game. I like Oakland and Miami over. The Reds and Brewers are playing a 5 o'clock game today. It's like 5:10. I don't know why that is, but is there something? It must be something. Is there another new car convention in Cincinnati that's more popular than the Reds game?
That's a good
one. That's a weird one, right? A 5:10 start on a Friday?
They said if they put that team in Vegas, they're going to do 4 p.m. starts for the A's.
Huh. That is very – well, I guess they want to keep the – get them drunk at the game and have them
That's literally what they said. They want people to go out on the strip after the game.
Yeah.
It's smart.
That's smart. That is smart.
The one thing I brought up, Cleveland and Minnesota. So the Twins have the best weather for under today. The matchup – here, I'll throw it at you – is Aaron Civale, which is he just now coming back, I believe, versus Bailey Ober. I like Ober, but he can't give up the long ball.
Bailey Ober?
Bailey Ober.
Oh, Bailey Ober.
I think this one goes Bailey Ober. That's what I think. Talk like the guy from Princess Bride. Look, Bailey Ober. I think this game goes Bailey Ober because of Bailey Ober. No. I like this one to go over. I know the weather's telling you otherwise, but I this looks like one of those nickel and dime games or single, walk, base hit. Maybe you don't see too many home runs. These teams steal bases. The Twins are healthy. The Guardians don't strike out a lot. I don't know. I have a lean to the over there at 8.5. Again, I like the Royals. I like that Reds over at 5 o'clock. I like the Oakland over. Those are games I'm going to be on. So, and the New York Liberty. Hey, Ed, I'm betting on a New York team tonight. It's the Liberty, for crying out loud. I got to see what time. Rob, do you ever watch the WNBA, or is it just?
Not often. The WNBA is like the NBA to me. I watch a lot of men's college basketball, women's college basketball, but I don't watch either one of the pros too much.
Yeah, I get it. And by the way, that WNBA game starts at 6, just for your viewing pleasure.
Oh, I better get home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday night, babe.
Oh, I'll be home, babe.
Saturday Eve. Go down to the, what, we can go down to Little Italy, the festival, right?
Yeah.
They just dropped off a bunch of delicious food.
It was delicious.
You can go down to the festival, hit that real quick, get home, get the end of the Las Vegas, the New York Liberty game.
Yeah. It's the St. Anthony Festival, right, this weekend?
Yes. Yeah, all weekend long, so make sure you guys are heading down. And one other thing, Rob, you didn't get to hear this because Ed and I were talking in the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about like ice baths and the new things that go around. You know, a lot of people are using these at their home. I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
I showed Ed one because we were talking about it, and it just showed up on my Facebook feed again. And then Ed's shoes somehow show up. Like, they're not. What brand is that?
On.
I did see that. I saw that. He said, look at what. He said, I think this reading my mind sometimes, not just picks up.
Yeah, I mean, it's very. Because these are unusual. Right here. These are unusual sneakers, though.
Yeah.
They're right?
Yeah.
They're a little different. That's the exact one that showed up on the page.
Yeah, they look a little comme ci comme ça. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. They're very comfortable.
That means okay. What do you
think? No, it does not.
Yes, it does. Comme ci comme ça means okay in French. You can look it up.
That's not how the reference to the show.
It's like this, like that.
It means okay.
Yeah.
No,
it's okay.
It means Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
It does. It's the same thing.
What? Bob's your uncle.
There you go. That's my favorite Rob. British expressions.
And mine's, are you taking a piss? That's my favorite.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. All sixes and sevens.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Conn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe's Encore up next. Also, find out what we learned today on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You guys ever heard of gooch grease?
Who?
A gooch grease.
Hmm.
Well, let me break it down for you. Here's a little audio for you guys.
When my producer sent me this topic, I had to stop my lunch. I just couldn't eat anymore. It's a male hygiene problem or issue called gooch grease. I was like, what the hell is that? And after Googling it, I was bothered. Victimized. Bamboozled, led astray. It's described as a culmination of lint, sweat, and dried up pieces of feces between a man's butt and balls. First of all, who are these men? But the problem is so bad for some men, according to some reports, they now have to use women's maxi pads to stop the mixture from messing up their underwear.
It's just funny the way he says it. Maxi pads.
From his butt to his balls. Excess feces. Now, would I catch either one of you two cats wearing a maxi pad for gooch grease?
No, I'll just wash.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I took one of those. I did a good scrubbing before I came to work today, so.
How do you wind up with a nickname like that? Joe, can you go back to the guy in the clip just breaking down what gooch grease was? Because Rob is right. Like
he just slows it down for emphasis.
Yes.
It's described as a culmination of lint, sweat, and dried up pieces of feces between a man's butt and balls.
Oh. He slows down for effect.
They did a 7-minute clip on the feces. News on gooch grease. 7 minutes.
Reese's Pieces.
I like how he said gooch grease. And you went, who?
Yeah. Gooch grease.
Who researches this stuff, man?
That was a 7-minute thing that they.
I know. I looked at it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I put it on my monitor just to see how much time it was. 7 minutes and 13 seconds.
Gooch
that
grease.
You can't get back. You can't get that time back. So don't listen to it twice. Oh man, what a Friday! What a Friday, Joe. What you got planned this weekend?
I'm going to Virginia Beach.
I knew he was going somewhere. He's like a traveling man.
You in the GF?
Yeah, I got to go see a baby.
A baby.
Got to go see the baby.
Who had a baby?
One of her good friends from college.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, great. You got to go see a baby. Uh-oh. You got to go see a lady about a baby.
Got to go meet a man about a horse.
No, really. I'm buying a horse.
Yeah. Nah, man. I still got, what month is it? 10 months.
For what?
Till the baby, like, the fever thing can actually happen, because there's another thing that stops a baby from happening that stays in for another 10 months.
Okay, got you. Thank
so
you very
I'm
much.
I'm going to enjoy the next 10 months.
Thank you very much.
And then from then, I'm going to be like, nope, this isn't happening.
Well, we have the perfect method in West Virginia. It's the jump up and down method.
Is that?
Anytime
it doesn't. It appears it doesn't actually work, though.
I just use the loading dock instead of the lobby. You're safe. Yeah.
Just ask my sister cousin.
Yeah, why would they put a playground next to a landfill? It doesn't make any sense.
Ooh-wee.
Joe's going to Virginia Beach to see a baby. That sounds exciting.
God, I hope I'm on the show for another couple of years. I got to see all this happen.
What, just everything fall apart?
Yeah.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Real quick, Ed, before you go into this, don't forget the St. Anthony's Mass. St. Anthony's having the Italian Festival, I should say, tonight, 5:30 to 11, tomorrow and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's to raise money, get out there and have some fun. It's in Little Italy, the Feast of St. Anthony Italian Festival. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, you asked Joe what he was doing. He was me and Jeremy. Like, yeah. I'll just let you know. This is what Jeremy's going to be doing tonight in Mount Vernon.
And all of a sudden, somebody comes in and says, hey, we're going to load you up. Can you handle the load? You're like, yeah, give it. You're thinking, they should be looking at it going, that's bait. They're going to wear my ass out. Is that where I'm going?
Apparently. You're get loaded up, man.
Well, let the boys know I'm coming.
You're going to wear your ass out, as the sea said. I can play that over and over.
You want to do it again? Go ahead.
And all of a sudden, somebody comes in and says, hey, we're going to load you up. Can you handle the load? You're like, yeah, give it. You're thinking, they should be looking at it going, that's bait. They're going to wear my ass out.
Yeah, give it.
Well, Jeremy, what you learning there?
So one thing I do want to say, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Main Street Tower out in Bel Air for the Emily Evans Concert for Hope, helping raise some money.
I like that place.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great cause, and George Evans, lots of bands, local bands, so come on out, have a good time, help raise some money for addiction awareness, and George lost his daughter, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, like, we all like to think we do the good thing and try to turn it around and make something mm-hmm. good out of something terrible, and George has really done that and trying to make sure nobody goes through what he and his family went through. So appreciate it. And looking forward to being a part of that with Christy Breslin and a bunch of other people. So, but I did, I looked up a few things, Rob.
Okay.
I never really understood why a set of false teeth is called dentures. Don't you think they really missed the opportunity to call it substitutes? Or did you prefer, like, getting, you know, people that bleach their O-ring instead of, you know, bleaching your butthole instead of calling it that? Why don't they call it changing your ringtone?
I like that endorsement I had for Rim Renew years ago.
Rim Renew. Oh, I'm so terrified of asking my wife to clean up after cooking breakfast. I've been walking on eggshells all day. Joe? What do you do with a dead chemist?
I don't know.
Bury him.
It's barium?
Yeah. Smart guy joke. That's enough for
you. That's enough for the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Many Baltimore City schools are going to dismiss today because of heat.
Heat?
It's 2023.
Because they lost to the Nuggets?
And you're still dismissing schools because of heat.
It's unbelievable.
Baltimore City College dismissing because of heat. Benjamin Franklin High School dismissing. City Springs Elementary. Cross Country. Curtis Bay. Utah Mashburn. Franklin Square Elementary. Furley Elementary. Harlem Park. National Academy. New Era Academy. Vanguard Collegiate. The Mount Washington School. These schools don't have air conditioning. They don't have air conditioning. In 2023, all the things that we complain about in this city, it seems like we ignore the obvious things. You pay tax dollars. I thought the casino was supposed to go to the education. You know, how can I be properly educated if I can't stay in school for a day?
Why not just pack?
Why don't put the kids in the casino and teach them there?
The school.
This is
an article from August, guys. City schools budget ballooned to $1.6 billion. That's nearly $230 million more than the previous year. So you have $1.6 billion and you can't take air conditioning as part of it?
Or, I mean,
this is 2023. We're still talking about this.
It's the best endowed school district in the state. What are they doing with this money? Seriously, the kids can't even sit in the classroom.
It's embarrassing that they're letting school out today because of the heat. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Well, just pass out some maxi pads, pick up the gooch grease, and everybody's good to go. Just go to school. It is ridiculous, honestly, the fact that you can't have AC in schools in the city. Like
air conditioning.
Yeah, just hook it up. Like, shouldn't that be something if you're missing class because of it and you can control it?
That's a legit problem.
Isn't that kind of a basic need in this day and age?
Yes.
Temperature control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who keeps messing with the one in here?
I don't know.
It's Vinny.
Is it Vinny? No, it's not me. Wait, hold on. Vinny, how you pointing at me, man? I come in here at 5 in the morning and it's like warm in here. I don't mess with that thing.
And do you ever touch
it? How you just going to dry snitch on me, Vinny? We fighting. That's all right. Vinny Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe.
Can you wet snitch on somebody?
Just Mary Franklin just going to point at me. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.